From fame to executive producing Grey's Anatomy, Debbie Allen says it was dance that propelled her prolific career on stage and in television. She wanted to pass on the lessons of dance to young people, so she created the Debbie Allen Dance Academy in Los Angeles. And this summer, she's again hosting a summer intensive here in Atlanta. Debbie is in town this weekend for auditions at Tri-Cities High School. I spoke with her via Skype about the academy and dance education. So, with your already extensive career in film and TV, why start a dance academy?
Well, my goodness, starting Dance Academy, I never stopped. It's my life since I was 4 years old. It's how I became a director and started starring in television shows and started producing. It was the dance that pulled me in, you know, from the set of Fame into so many different directions, where I am now executive producing Grey's Anatomy. But that's always been there, and it's not something new, but I think it's like one of the most important things that I do.
I love the acronym. Do you say Dada or Dada?
Dada.
Okay, love it. I read in your mission statement that part of the reason you started the academy was because of a crisis in public education and funding. For those who may not understand, why are the arts essential to education?
Well, this is a question that I'm asked that I wish I wouldn't have to be asked. There's something that was always referred to as the arts and sciences. Art and science were always coupled together coming up in grade school. It is the creative instinct that unites the arts to every innovation known to man and God. There would be no Apple phone, there would be no computer, there would be, you know, all the things that are just pretty standard for us if it were not for creativity. It is the creative engine that needs to stay ignited in education in order for us to continue blossoming as the leader in innovation. That's the connection.
Why do you emphasize dance diversity?
Well, I like to think of dance as a language. The language of the dance is spoken all over the world. And it's not just ballet. It's not just hip hop. It's not just contemporary. It's all of those. Today, dance is a fusion, a language that is a fusion of styles. Even when you look at Beyonce, yeah, they're hitting it, they're going down, but they do a triple turn and a layout. And then you look up and she's doing Cirque du Soleil techniques. I mean, it's a language. And I want my students to be fluid and very, familiar with that language. Mm.
So you will be in Atlanta this weekend for auditions of your summer intensive, where you export your dance academy to different cities. Why did you include Atlanta?
Well, I love Atlanta. I have some serious ties to Atlanta, just from family. My husband is from Macon, Georgia. But I also did one of the best shows I ever did, two of the best shows I ever did. I did there in Atlanta. I did Soul Possessed with Kenny Leon, and then I did Twist, an adaptation of Oliver Twist, in Atlanta. And both times when I came to do a production there, I would find the most amazing singers in the world, but the dance lacked. The dance needed more. I felt like, okay, this is a real community that understands music, but they needed more dance. So I left a trail of young students in both times that I was there at the Alliance Theater, both times. And so I felt this was a community that embraced, you know, what I had to offer, and I thought they needed what I had to offer.
The auditions are Sunday at Tri-Cities High School in East Point. Why is it important for young people to learn how to audition?
Well, because life is an audition in the world of any profession that you choose. if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be not just an actor, if you want to be president of the United States, you're auditioning. How do you make it? How do you walk in a room and exude confidence? How do you come in and speak so people pay attention and know that you have a grasp and a command of what you're talking about? Life is an audition until you become the one that is the, you know, the owner. And even then, you're still trying because there's always something new that you haven't done that you've got to try to make happen.
Can you tell us about what happens during the intensive in the summer?
Oh, it's an amazing, amazing intensive. That's the only word to use. study and training and dance. And the disciplines that they train in just 2 weeks will push their technique. And in that summer heat, it just pushes your technique to another level. So they'll be studying ballet, they'll have African dance, they'll have hip hop, they'll have tap, they'll have contemporary. It will be a fusion, again, of the language of dance. And then we'll do a presentation so the parents can see what they learned.
Well, obviously, dance has led you to many great opportunities and achievements in your life. And I imagine much personal satisfaction and fulfillment, too. What do you want your students to learn about themselves through dance?
I want them to learn that they are confident, beautiful human beings that have a voice that needs to be nurtured and heard. That's what I want them to learn.
Well, Debbie Allen, I have admired your gift, your talent for many years, and it's just been a real privilege to speak with you. Thank you.